All right, let's do a show, huh? Let's do a show, Pete. Are you ready?
Do you have anything about the MCI? The internet is down at MCI. There's lines.
Right now?
Yes.
Like this morning?
Yes.
Oh, dang. I didn't pull that out.
You can't check in. They're not delaying flights.
Oh, that sounds like a mess. No Wi-Fi, am I right?
Dude, forget it. Just forget it.
Everything's running smoothly.
Can we get these lights turned down, man? I cannot see a thing. Turn that thing down. We don't have these many lights on usually.
Future's bright.
Right here? Yes, right here. On your Kansas City Morning Show. You know what today is, Pete?
What's that?
You know what today is on this wonderful Wednesday? You know what today is? Today happens to be a hump day, baby! Hello, my friend.
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan.
Hell yeah,
it is. Are just waking up, wow. Get up. Smell the roses.
They're all dead, man. It's winter. There's no more roses out.
The real feel
in
the morning here is the mid-20s. So bundle up if you're heading on over to work. High today in Kansas City of 52, low of 46.
Oh,
should be mostly sunny. Thursday, high of 59, low of 41. Some showers on Thursday, potentially. So enjoy that sun today. It actually should warm up a little bit by the afternoon, get to the mid-40s. But yeah, you're going to want to wear a coat. It is January 8th, after all. We've been fairly spoiled
52
here.
52 ain't bad, though.
In the winter.
I'll take 52. That's like a winter 45. I'll take it. Why is that? That's not true. It is the real feel, what you explained. So you know what? Why am I speculating? You gave us the real feel. That's the real feel.
You got a scarf on today.
This is a security blanket. That's all this thing is.
I feel like you wear the scarf no matter what the weather.
Yep. I need to get a new one, to be honest. That's the problem. I need to get a new one.
Yeah, that one is dank.
It's starting to look a little ragged. Whoa! Listen.
Is that what I'm smelling this morning? Is it the smelly scarf?
Why don't you hush? It's too early to be throwing those accusations out.
How was your
What's
Monday?
What's wrong with you, Pete?
How was your Monday and Tuesday? I saw this tweet that you had out that your girlfriend was putting out there on social media. You were blowing it up.
Oh, my throwback tweet I did. It was.
You want to read it for the audience?
I don't have it. My phone's over there. It was the getting paid, getting laid. Why don't you pull it up? It was a solid one. I think I put it on Facebook too.
Wait, you thought your own?
So here is the. Can
tweet
I give you the
solid?
I give you the backstory. Actually, no. Can you find the tweet? Can you
All
find
right, I'm
it?
Pulling it up.
Go ahead and you can go ahead and read it. And okay, there
here
is
we
a
go.
Backstory to it. Go
Hartzell,
ahead.
What was this from 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago Monday or something.
I can't talk like you, but I'm just gonna read. My future wife is getting paid, getting laid, and having the time of her life. Enjoy it, baby. It's all downhill once you meet my broke ass. And you know what? I understand that this is more so for girlfriend or future partner.
Oh, it was pandering. I'll give you the backstory.
But
I'll give you the backstory.
Before you do, I just want to say that I felt this too. Before I met you, it was all guts and glory. Mm-hmm. Now it's been downhill since I met your broke ass.
Honestly, here's the thing. That tweet could be interchanged with anybody. My future wife, my future co-host. Anybody, really. Just insert
that
anybody.
Pet of yours that pisses on the ground.
Now do you know why? Do you get it now? So here's the backstory to that. And it was funny because that tweet was a week to the day before I started dating my current girlfriend. We'll be at 2 years in like a week. Mm-hmm. It was MLK Day of 2018. Hey, went to ITAP. It was excellent.
She had a dream, but it wasn't that.
The dream was that we shall overcome, and we overcame together. So, had seen Asia's, you didn't like that one? Had seen Asia's Facebook that same day. And
oh, wow.
She, well, see, so we had a Snapchat thing. We'd have Snapchat dates. I'd do a video, like,
sure.
Kind of saying what I was up to. It was super cheesy, but it was kind of cute. And so I.
Snapchat dates.
Right. And so I was like, hey, I decided to shoot
you
my
know
shot.
How I know
finally.
You're a millennial?
You're a millennial.
You
You've done the
Snapchat
same things.
Dates.
Well, here's the thing. So I decided to shoot my shot. I'm like, all right, here we go. Was recently dumped. So I said, hey, would everyone just gonna get a coffee or something? I'm not good at this. I always play that game. I always play the whole like, you know, I'm that guy. And she says, and I quote, because we have been playing this whole like on again, off again, trying to like creep on each other for literally like 2 years.
Wow.
And so she responds and says, you dumbass.
Whoa.
where was this literally months ago? I'm kind of like seeing a dude, but I guess I'll like hit you up if it doesn't work out. Her exact words. I'm defeated, and now I'm sad. And so I made that tweet because I saw her post a picture. She went on some date with some tall ass, just jacked dude. And so I was like, you know what? Maybe she'll see this. She'll see this because she knows I'm pandering. Maybe she'll see this.
You're short and skinny.
I was absolutely fishing for a, I was pandering. Let's just call it. I was pandering. My girl's getting paid, getting laid.
Oh, goodness.
Having the time of her life. Because I want to prop up the millennial girl, you know? She's a independent gal. And I want her to see that and see that I was promoting that kind of lifestyle. Because I just want what's best for her. Getting paid, getting laid.
Well, you're selfless.
I'm a giver.
You are a giver.
So I made that tweet. Week later, the rest is history. So by putting in the work, by acknowledging. See, fellas, you don't have to be that guy who's going to be salty because, you know, you spit game and it didn't work. It's a long con.
Long game.
How much self-respect are you willing to throw away?
Sacrifice it.
Sacrifice.
Come on.
And it worked. So, getting paid, getting late. And they gave me so much flack at the station. Like, who is this guy? Who are you talking about? You sound ridiculous. Get a spine. Have you got any kind of self-respect, man? The answer was no.
I think I might have saw that tall, muscular guy at the gym yesterday. He was weeping. So, good on you for taking his woman.
Yes. Suck it, John.
I got some
creeped. I creeped on him too, because you gotta know what your competition. You gotta know what you're fighting against. And yeah, Asia made a terrible decision on her part. I don't know what she was thinking. Well, his loss, my gain.
On behalf of the morning show, we'd like to apologize to Hartzell's girlfriend. Sorry about how this has ended up for you. I bought some new blazers on Tuesday, so I was excited about that. That's what I wrote down here.
It's little things, man. It's little things in life. Where'd you go?
You know, H&M. I got a tip.
It's great.
And they are relatively cheaper. And
this shirt right here,
pretty good.
H&M.
Yeah.
This scarf. H&M.
Because I'm trying to get a bunch. Because I do all these appearances. I've been wearing the same coats.
No, I do all these appearances.
And so I want to change up the look a little bit
on TV because I'm a TV guy now.
I also, I'm getting ready for the Super Bowl. I'm going to the Super Bowl doing Radio Row, which is exciting.
I'm gonna dress up in blazers.
And I need a few more blazers. Yeah, the blazer purchases have not. This has just begun. I did Houston radio yesterday.
How was that?
Chiefs Texans. The Texans radio hosts. I'm getting the feeling that they think this is the Texans' destiny dream.
It
can't
really
be the destiny dream for everybody. You know what I mean? At some point, the destiny ends for all but one city.
What are they doing?
They're just excited. They're doing 24/7 Texans coverage until they're out of the playoffs. So, like, they think this thing is going to go for another month.
What? I feel so bad for that poor, because, you know, that overnight shift is going to some intern or some part-timer.
Well, he's probably happy to be on the air.
Man, 24/7 for the Texans? I can't think of anything worse. That's like an exercise in self-harm or something. No,
a lot of J.J. Watt for my liking.
No, thank you.
We'll get into Chiefs and Texans in just a little bit here. And finally, I just wanted to close with this. I think I just eat too much Chipotle, especially the fact that I enjoy the chips and the guac.
Worth the extra charge.
You can have Chipotle, but if you get chips and guac every time, I mean, it's not no healthier option there.
And those chips are so salty.
They are.
They're the best.
I'm
still
thirsty from the chips yesterday that I ate.
You're probably thirsty because you're dehydrated because these bright-ass lights are probably sucking all the energy out. Can we turn one down?
Give me that coffee.
Can we turn one of these down? I got one more thing I wanted to bring up on their little quick hit deal we're doing.
What happened?
Have you experienced exes getting engaged?
Oh, yeah.
Man, this is weird. This is really getting kind of odd. Because I have seen, like, flings. Like, not really serious exes.
I can't believe, first of all, before we get into this.
Yeah.
You did yourself such a favor at the beginning of this segment with your girlfriend.
I should have done it. Yeah, we got the wrong order for these.
And, man, you're just chopping yourself back down here. Before we continue on, are you sure you want to go down this path? Do you want to take out the shovel and dig yourself back under this dirt?
Listen. I gave love to Asia in the first bit. She's already checked out. She's tuned out at this point. So we can now move on. She got her cheap pop and she's good to go.
Your funeral.
Because I have seen flings, one night stands or whatever, who have gotten engaged. Doesn't mean a whole lot. Go be great. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I'll see you at the 10-year divorce.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's a nice thought.
Facts only. But now it's to the point where actual like significant exes, like we dated for a decent amount of time.
Sorry, it's tough.
Boy, not tough. I'm not gonna say it's tough.
They ended up with somebody else. They picked someone else over you.
And it's just, how am I supposed to feel? I don't care. I don't feel anything. But how am I supposed to feel?
Happy, you know.
Is it?
You should be happy that they're happy.
Should I be indifferent?
And if you're looking for a lifeline here and you're really worried about that, I mean, half these things end in divorce, man.
I mean, there is solace in that.
She'll be back.
Selfishly, I like to think that, once they've lost me, there's really no reason to even give it a shot anymore.
They did five Rocky movies. Five. And this past, 10 years, there's been three more somehow. Mm-hmm. 20 years later. Mm-hmm. Never know what's going to
happen. There's always hope.
It's like the Terminator.
A new hope.
Right? Never too late to win the breakup. Just keep your head up, man.
I don't need it. That's beside the point. You're going, I don't need that direction.
Keep your head up.
Gotta keep your head up. Whoa. I don't need, I'm not worried about that back end of it. They can be great or not. I don't care. But it is just one of those where.
I don't know.
It's just interesting. The dude gave her a tiny ass ring. Tiny,
right.
Tiny ring.
Right. I'm sure if you bought a ring today, it would be monstrous.
But listen.
You'd give her that rock that you're wearing right now on your right hand there.
It wouldn't be legit. It would be the biggest cubic zirconia you could ever see. Straight up, just a big old, it's just glass. That's all it is, just glass.
Good luck, credit card company, that you.
How many, if you had a guess now, because you're older than I am, how many
thank you for telling me that.
Exes have now been engaged for you? And what was your, when it happened the first time, what was your reaction? Double take, what?
I know what you mean, though, because there's people that you date for a couple weeks where you don't really feel it, or in high school or something.
Right. Yeah,
so I don't really count those.
No.
I was with a girl for a long time, and I knew that we were never going to get back together, mm-hmm. and I was cool with that. But there is something weird about on social media seeing it, and you're like, oh, that's, you don't know how to.
And she had dated, apparently, I haven't creeped or anything. Mm-hmm. People told me these things or whatever. And just third party.
It gives you like a weird.
But she'd only been dating this guy for like just a couple months. It's so weird. Well, so weird.
Here's the philosophical problem, and not to go down a rabbit hole here, but
at this point, you gave me the shovel earlier, so just keep on going.
This day and age, so talk about us being millennials. Mm-hmm. In our parents' age, you could break up with somebody, and the chances of you seeing them again, especially if you move or something, it is so
small. Slim to none.
We grew up in an era now where anyone we've ever met is connected to us probably through Facebook.
You're never
unless you go back and manually, and then you could also look people up if you really are wondering one day. Mm-hmm. That didn't exist back then.
No.
In 1970, 1980, you couldn't look up what's my ex from first grade doing. Look, what was my ex's from my first grade crush? Nicole Jardines. If I wanted to see what Nicole Jardines was doing right now, I bet you I could type her name into
Facebook.
Or
who she's doing right now. You can find all those things out.
Yes, I'm sure she's fine. I haven't talked to this girl since fourth grade. I don't even know why that name came up.
And now it's with the Facebook. God, what was that sentence? Jesus. With the Facebook. Now.
I don't know if you ever seen
it's like
movie.
They're just throwing it in your face.
But Justin Timberlake's character, it's Facebook. It's a lot cleaner. Drop the.
Anyway.
Facebook. Drop the.
I just don't.
Facebook.
I just don't know how to feel. And I wish
really,
her the best. I wish her go. I wish her nothing but the
best.
You know,
when it really does come down to it, Mark Zuckerberg is ruining the world now. In more ways than one, obviously.
It's true. Thanks. Well, before we get in any trouble. Any more trouble. I'm about to get in so much trouble today. That's fine. Happy hump day, baby. Let's do a quick hit. Boy, we are going to be cutting some stories today because we have been going on. Let's get a quick hit real quick. A real quick hit. It's a bit of an oxymoron. The fires in Australia, I'm sure
crazy.
You've seen it. It's just, and when you look at it, you can hear stories about it, but when you actually look at like those satellite images, the whole country is just on fire right now. It's just, yo, climate change is real, y'all. Climate change is absolutely real. Just turn on the news. So it's taken lives of citizens, firefighters, hundreds of homes, has killed and injured thousands of koala bears, millions of other native species. So I was online because I had seen some things. A lot of local folks are trying to send aid, send money. How can we in Kansas City help our friends in Australia as they continue, and they will for the foreseeable future, trying to find a way to deal with this, all this madness.
Now to the historic fires devastating Australia. Some 130 fires are burning right now, scorching more than 14 million acres of land. At least 25 people have been killed and more than 2,000 homes destroyed.
Endless landscape just charred. And you can see there's also just hot spots everywhere, like the ones that I'm surrounded by. I also have a new accessory this morning, my mask. When I'm not talking to you, I'm wearing this thing because the air quality is horrible. And the smoke from the Australia bushfires has now reached all the way to South America.
I was reading that, you know, they have these bushfires yearly because this is their summer over there. Usually the bad season, Pete, is like February. These fires started in November. So we got to be on the lookout for our friends in Australia. If you are trying to find ways to help here in Kansas City, I know there's some local organizations putting some things together. I was able to verify these thanks to, I didn't do a damn thing. Fox 4 did. And ways to help the Australian Red Cross, the Salvation Army Australia, New South Wales Rural Fire Service. Again, you can check all these on fox4kc.com. They had this posted. And if you wanted to help with wildlife, again, they lost thousands of so many native species, koala bears, including so much more. WIRES, WIRES, it's an Australian wildlife rescue nonprofit. They have some verified GoFundMes set up by the Koala Hospital. I think Port Macquarie. I don't do Australian very well. Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi. Impact Your World through CNN, they do a thing. And those are all verified. I wanted to make sure we're doing stuff that's legit. And fox4kc.com had the info that I pulled for that. So if you want to take a looky-loo, maybe if you can, spare a couple bucks or, you know. It's just, literally, Australia is on fire. I can't imagine. So, again, fox4kc.com. Sorry for that bummer, Pete. Sorry about that.
Yeah, if you can help, please help. You know, that seems like a worthy cause. I hope that they figure that out soon. I don't really know the process to stopping a fire that big. So
yeah. All right. Well, other than exes getting engaged, I think we should do some other news.
Oh no!
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
I did debate putting the exes getting engaged in the news. I thought about it. Opted not to.
You're going to get yourself in real trouble.
I'm going to get in legitimate trouble today.
Hope you're ready for a 20 to 80 minute conversation. News.
Oh, Hartzell, ooh. I got some news for your ass. You can't come home tonight. You sleeping on the couch tonight. You know who you engaged to? The couch. Let us do
Hump Day news.
The news. The news. The news. Update. And this is the story of the world right now. We got some news right around. It was a late afternoon yesterday. Iran responds.
Breaking news of multiple attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq. Iran state news agency saying that Iran is behind the attacks.
This would be a significant escalation. U.S. bases in this country sometimes come under attack from small rockets, but not long-range or medium-range ballistic missiles fired from Iran. The Iranian news agencies are also saying they're issuing threats, not just claiming responsibility, saying that there could be more attacks to come if the United States responds.
Now, the question is, from Iran releasing these missiles and not being done locally, do they have the ability to target missiles close enough but not dead on target? In other words, was this the move? Show that we could have, show we retaliated, and now that's that.
So, hopefully, we have some good news. I pulled that audio last night, woke up because I wanted to make sure
there was
some updates. So here's where we are. Iran fired multiple missiles, I believe 12 is what they were saying last night, but there may have been more, into Iraq. Tuesday evening, targeting U.S. military sites, what appeared to be a retaliation for a recent American drone strike that killed Soleimani, one of its top generals. So everything I've been reading, fingers crossed again, this might be it. They're the equivalent of their Secretary of State put on Twitter that, you know, this is proportional to the actions that we took. And now you can only hope and pray that we can work some of this out, because this week already, it's only Wednesday, it's been a wild week. I mean, we were talking about bombing cultural centers, which is an actual war crime. It got messy. Again, let us maybe take a step back. Nobody's trying to go to war. I moisturized too much for the conflict. Let's all just take a step back. President Trump was thought to make an announcement last night. That was not the case. Gave us the old the okey-doke. Don't fall for the okey-doke. This morning, so you may be listening to this and it has already taken place, but President Trump expected to make remarks regarding the response by Iran. Again, let's just take a breath. Let's take a beat.
Right.
Let's get out of that theater.
His whole thing was that this was to prevent more war and not start one.
Yeah.
And so, of course,
they got to give me some more reasons, man. We haven't got enough reasons for this thing.
Iran said they were going to retaliate. So, according to Trump, at least before the statement, I know that's coming.
Yeah.
Essentially said, so far, so good. Hasn't been any casualties as far as we know. Maybe.
Yeah, can you look that up? Is that still the case?
As of right now at 5:30, that is still the latest tweet that I'm seeing.
Because here's the thing, and I'm not trying to get too much in the weeds of it, but like by doing this, other presidents had the chance to take this guy out and they didn't do it because of like what the repercussions could be. But think about this, like all the dominoes. So because that guy's gone, we struck him in a foreign country, in Iraq, not Iran, and now Iran responds. They've got to take out bases, so that affects us in Iraq, so that's also affecting them. They want us gone now. It's just a can of worms, and it's just...
Right,
messy.
And if this dude was killing innocent people...
And that's the thing, too.
It's a catch-22, though.
All these things involved, because no one should be crying over this guy. He was a bad dude.
Right.
One of the worst kind of dudes.
It's just weird how politics work, because... You know, when you get rid of a guy like Osama bin Laden, I understand it's different because he's not associated with the country. It's celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a little bit more muddled because he had the country affiliation. Iran is essentially saying now if U.S. responds to this, it could escalate more.
So I wish it was
so
as easy.
I think the Chiefs. I think the U.S. That's how ingrained I am right now in football. I think the U.S. will be smart about whether or not and what action they take.
You ever play that game?
This one.
You ever play that game, Civilization, on the PC?
I have not.
I just wish...
Age of Empires.
Same difference. You know what? Same thing.
Okay.
I wish it was that easy. I wish things were that easy.
Right.
Where I could just set up a cultural center and then launch my space program, then take out all the Ottoman Empire. Like, I wish it was that easy. Unfortunately, there's a lot more moving parts. If only life was a video game. to the 816/913. In this case, just the 816. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas dusting off an old legal tactic as he tackles, and our city tackles, gun violence.
Kansas City's gun violence is fueling a lawsuit from the city against a gun maker and several local gun stores. The suit claims the gun maker and straw buyers are part of the growing gun trafficking problem in the city.
Illegal gun trafficking has created a public nuisance that has led to deaths in our community, a nuisance that has led to crime throughout our community, and it has made Kansas Cityans less safe each day.
The lawsuit focuses on one particular former Kansas City fire captain, James Samuels, who now faces additional charges of trafficking more than 77 guns into the city and selling them to convicted felons for profit.
The lawsuit used an ongoing federal investigation as evidence that Jimenez Arms in Nevada intentionally ignored evidence of gun trafficking by local gun stores.
Hey, listen, I love it. In the meantime, as we wait for, you know, national policies or things like that.
International policy.
We got to find creative ways to do this stuff. And I was reading, I guess this was a tactic that was used fairly commonly in like the 80s or the 90s. So they would prosecute these small, cheap handgun shops. They usually called them like Saturday night specials or whatever. And essentially, the lawsuits would never really go anywhere.
Yeah.
They ended up not really doing it after like the mid-90s because of some legislation that was passed. But back when it was working, the folks couldn't really afford the lawsuit. And because of that, even though the suit didn't really make it to its conclusion, those gun shops, the manufacturers, those local people who were going maybe in between the lines, they couldn't stay in business. So it was kind of a way to end up forcing them out, a clever way. And so this lawsuit filed by Jackson County with the help of gun control group Every Town for Gun Safety. That was Bloomberg, I think so. Every Town for Gun Safety, I believe it was Bloomberg who started that one. And it alleges that this Jimenez Arms involved in a conspiracy to traffic handguns in Kansas City. There's a way for us to get some cash out of this, take some guns off the streets, put a couple bad guys in prison. We got to do something.
I don't
because
know.
The stats say this. I was going to make a list of Hartsel, but it's a little bit of a bummer stat, so I thought maybe not. But among cities with a population over 100,000 people, Kansas City has the sixth highest violent crime rate in the country. So anything that can help stop it, and in how no matter how creative we have to go, we got to do more of that.
I know nationally this is a very volatile issue, but driving out illegal guns, I don't know, even if you're a gun owner and even if you believe in all those rights, I don't know how you could disagree with this. So good on Mayor Q for at least taking some sort of action, because there's a problem in Kansas City with guns and crime. And
this is one of those things he talked about when he was campaigning. Like, this is one of those issues that we got to have a conversation. We got to do something about it. So hopefully, again, whatever gets bad guys and bad things off the streets, let's do more of that. Let's do more of that. More Kansas City news. God, in hindsight, these are all bummers.
Everybody's burning right now.
God.
So, this is how we started off. You're heartbroken because your ex is getting
engaged.
That's
not true. Don't put that on me.
Australia's on fire.
Iran's
shooting missiles off.
Yeah.
Guns off the street. And now, what's the seventh piece of bad news that you have for us?
The way we shop is changing, and that is costing thousands of people their jobs.
Last year, more than 9,300 brick-and-mortar stores closed in this country. That's up 59% from 2018, and this week we're learning of more closings.
Macy's will close 11 stores. Pier 1 will close up to 450. Russell Stover's parent company is slashing 300 jobs, and Hallmark will eliminate nearly 400 positions.
My wife is a big shopper, but even she's gone to Amazon and all that, you know. So I don't think I will ever, but that's me.
Well, Guy, you're in a club by yourself, man, which is a bummer. Probably one of the big ones last night that people saw when it comes to layoffs. Hallmark cards are going to cut about 400 jobs worldwide, including 325 here at the headquarters in Kansas City. This is CEO Mike Perry. He said the way people shop and the competitive dynamics in the marketplace are changing at a pace and at a degree that is having a significant impact on our businesses.
I worry about this sometimes, right? And I know I'm not an expert here. I don't have a ton of data right
now. Hey, give yourself more credit.
But what happens when the economy starts to get rid of these simple jobs? Yeah. And I'm just talking about Hallmark, where they maybe need workers in factories or want to have a lot of writers, whatever it ends up being. I don't know the whole process of how Hallmark works.
We'll get this. So they employ 3,400 people here in KC.
Right.
And 30,000 people worldwide.
And I'm thinking, too, like, even grocery stores, right? Because so cashier's a great job. Mm-hmm. They have these stores popping up now. I think it is Amazon, where you're buying stuff and you're checking yourself out.
It's automation, man.
You need one person or two people to look and maybe walk around and help if there's an issue.
Yeah.
But you're thinking about that.
Like, how many self-checkouts do we have now, man? Everybody's got them.
Old school in Target used to have, 10 to 20 cashiers. Mm-hmm. Now they have 20 rows and, like, two aisles are open.
Yeah. Automation,
and that trend of technology is in every industry.
I think that's why
my own. So whatever, I'm a football writer, right? Now on Yahoo Sports, when you play fantasy football, they can collect enough data to write you a post game wrap article. So like, why couldn't they realistically one day come up with
something? And is that a person putting it together?
That at least could, at the end of a game, have something basic without quotes for you just to read.
Is it a person that does that, or do you
no.
know? It's all generated.
They built in all of these.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's every industry. And it's just interesting. Like, what are people going to do? I'm going to get a degree in sewage, because as far as I know, everybody still poops.
Let's turn it around. You know what? Because this right here is a scene, basically a scene out of Get Hard. Remember Get Hard? Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart? Well, this is real life Get Hard.
Lori Loughlin is reportedly making a contingency plan for if she ends up having to serve prison time. According to a People magazine source, the Fuller House alum is working with an expert to find out everything she needs to know about life behind bars, just in case that's how her legal battle turns out. The source said, quote, she has someone who is advising her what to do in case she loses her case and goes to prison.
Do you like that on the show sheet? I said Full House. And then in parentheses, arrest. Pretty clever, huh? I'm a radio guy. Lori Loughlin.
Want to just stick to that part of it.
Lori Loughlin preparing for the possibility of headed to prison, service in prison time.
This is the good story that you have for today? That's what kind of day it is, huh?
No, listen. She and her fashion designer husband are accused of paying over $500,000. The emission scandal. This is when they use funds to designate their two daughters as members of the USC crew team, although none of them had participated or had crewed. I guess that's a way to phrase that. So she's going to learn some karate. Mm. Some karate. Wax on, wax off.
So she may actually be going to jail. She might be going to jail.
I think she's going to go to jail. I really think she is.
Well, what do you think she's going to do when she's lost in there and she's all alone? There is no light to carry her home everywhere she looks.
Aunt Becky.
No Olsen twins to save your ass.
Listen, ain't nobody going to make Aunt Becky their
okay.
Ain't nobody.
All right.
Don't get it twisted. My girl's
easy.
Knuckling down. Going to give you a roundhouse kick to the jugular. How about this? Now, this is definitely some good news. This right here.
Finally, at minute.
Listen.
30 into the show.
36, even worse. Listen. This right here.
She might come back, man. Maybe she'll call off the wedding.
Listen, don't get me in trouble. I've been making observations. You know what? Leave me alone. You know what? I was going to suggest that you apply for this job, but you know what? You can kick rocks.
If you put down that you're a thrill seeker on this resume, you'd better not be lying. One company will pay you nearly $4,000 to rate theme parks in Orlando, Florida.
Woo!
UK-based company
right,
Ocean
right.
Florida is behind the job posting,
it's
according
not bad.
To Metro. The gig lasts for 3 weeks in either April or May. The professional theme park tester needs to report back on the overall experience of each park, the thrill factor of each ride, show, and display, the food, the drinks, the parades. You need to be 18 or older and be social media savvy.
Oh, that's
Ocean
me.
Ocean Florida needs someone who's a pro at capturing content, which is why the company is handing the winner a GoPro to get the best shots.
They're just giving you stuff, man. That's what I'm saying. I was going to try to offer you this suggestion, but no. You get nothing. Good day, sir. And I'm going to go ahead and apply for this. 3,900, even more than I thought. Roughly 3,900 travel expenses. Both the candidate and a guest.
Wow.
For the duration of the gig.
Easy money.
Three magical
weeks.
Get
me one of those theme park turkey legs.
And get this.
Fountain soda.
So Ocean Florida would not immediately confirm which parks that you would be using for
Hopefully
your theme
Harry
park.
Potter World.
Well, get this. The ad suggests that the candidate will be likely interacting, and this is in quotes, so I feel like this is legit, much loved Disney characters.
Oh,
so are you telling me?
Baby, which Disney character are you?
I'm Aladdin. Show off those abs, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Riff raff, street rats. Maybe I don't buy that.
You might have abs in the summer. I don't know about right now, Arth.
It's a whole new world.
Yeah.
Much loved Disney characters. You can also check out Universal Orlando, SeaWorld. I'm probably gonna skip SeaWorld, but that's the jig. And we always talk about how we got an ideal situation. Like just my life, for example, the last 8 months. I haven't had a real life.
Nothing. You weren't doing anything.
I wasn't doing a damn thing. Now I actually have to do a little bit more work now.
Yeah.
You do sports. We always talk about how our
in
jobs...
In season is an animal.
But here's the thing, though. We don't really do anything of importance. Nothing we do has any real significance at all.
This guy.
At the end of the day, everything we do ends up being old nudes almost immediately. We're like a used car. We're like a car in general. Whenever we do a thing, it already depreciates in value.
The death taxes in Patrick Mahomes. Speak for yourself.
So what I'm saying is, if we thought we had found the jig, this right here is really the jig. Theme park tester. So if you're interested, Ocean Florida. You get a GoPro too.
I don't know about Aladdin. You're probably more like an Eeyore, especially today with all this sad news. Some days you're like a Tigger, but.
Ta-ta for now. And finally, this right here. Now, Pete, I've been just messing with you all show.
Okay.
Everything else, you know, didn't really matter.
Screw it.
A bit of a bummer, kind of sad news, but this right here is going to definitely make you excited. And it's going to be nothing but good news. I got a concert announcement. I got a couple concert announcements coming to Kansas City Friday, August 14th. Friday, 10-14. August 14th. Not 10-14.
Clear your calendar.
August 14th, Starlight Theater, on sale Friday at 10 o'clock, kcstarlight.com. Kids Bop!
Ooh, baby!
Kids Bop!
Well, I don't mean kids.
Kids Bop Live 2020.
Bring my niece.
I'm wondering if, like, God, what number are they on? It's like, you know, that's what I call music volume 1,000 now. Kids Bop, give them a run for their money. Now, that was the...
Kids Bop, you have on sale Friday.
Yeah, that was
August. The show's in August.
Yeah, that's what I said. August 14th, tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Now, that's just the precursor. So you buy those tickets at 10, and then right around 11 o'clock...
Hey,
what up, girl?
You pick up these tickets, get that Kesha with the dollar sign. Actually, I think she quit doing that now. I think it's just an S.
Too late.
Here we go. Take me there. Kesha, the High Road Tour, special guest Big Freedia. Freedia? I don't know who that is. I don't know music anymore. I don't know what the youths like.
The youths.
I tell you what though, I used to mess around with this. TikTok. I think me and an ex danced to this song once.
Keep on digging, my friend.
Really? May 14th at Starlight Theater. Tickets go on sale 11 o'clock a.m.
this Friday.
It's
a party in the KC Mo.
And with that, Pete, show me your best Kesha Kesha Sports, $PORTS, another okay. dollar sign.
You know, it is a weird...
Sween with a dollar sign.
All right. Shut Kesha off. Welcome into sports.
How dare you, sir? How dare you?
Chiefs have a regular S, not a dollar sign at the end, just for the record. We'll get to Chiefs playoff week in...
Money Mahomes is a dollar sign, you know what I'm saying?
In just a second.
Made that work.
We'll continue this theme of annoying national news.
Oh, this guy,
Some big national news, and we'll get to the game, as I said, in just a few minutes here. Some big national news yesterday involving the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. And it made waves. Mm-hmm. So, there was a coaching hiring flurry in the NFL. None were Eric Bieniemy, who is the offensive coordinator of the Chiefs. He is also a black man. That becomes important here. He interviewed for a number of jobs last week, including the Panthers, Giants, and Cleveland Browns. He interviewed for five last year, didn't get any of those either. And the Chiefs obviously have been wildly successful over the past few years, the last two with him as offensive coordinator. Patriots, Joe Judge, who is a special teams coordinator, he goes to the Giants. Baylor's Matt Rhule, who was a hot name, gets paid all this money by the Carolina Panthers.
That was a surprise to me. That was a bit of a surprise.
The Cowboys hired a few days ago ex-Green Bay Packers coach Mike McCarthy. If you're unfamiliar with the names, there's one common theme. They're all white. So the NFL has what is called the Rooney Rule. Mm-hmm. It's a policy that requires league teams to interview ethnic minority candidates for head coaching and senior football operation jobs. This was established in 2003.
Now, is that a legitimate rule or just kind of like one of
originally,
gentlemen's agreement?
It was established. No, it's you have to do it.
Okay.
It's established in 2003, and ever since then, you have to at least interview one minority candidate for the position.
Okay.
There was a problem in the early 2000s. This was the proposed and taken on solution. Ron Rivera, he was recently hired as head coach of the Washington Redskins. He's got a ton of experience in the NFL, widely respected. So it's not really any new minority coach. He is a minority, though. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Pittsburgh's Mike Tomlin, the Chargers' Anthony Lynn, and Miami's Brian Flores, four minority head coaches in the NFL. Only one owner, Shad Khan of the Jaguars, who you know, he's not white. Miami's Chris Greer is the NFL's lone black general manager. So four head coaches, one owner, and one GM. Here was Stephen A. Smith, ESPN, on the problem.
We got a problem. Okay. This is some BS.
Not
ain't
wrong.
No way around this.
Not wrong.
We moving in a reverse direction. Black men are not being treated fairly. International Football League. Somebody got to say it. You got to be kidding me. When the stuff that has happened over the last year, for this stuff to go on and we just going to sit up here and have a sports conversation. No, I ain't having no damn sports conversation at this particular moment. Something wrong. Now, the International Football League or somebody else, we got to change this Rooney Rule. It's bogus, clearly, because it's being bypassed. The original intent, what it was intended to produce, is being circumvented, and black men in the National Football League are being ostracized from key positions in the National Football League. Somebody needs to say it. The NFL, league owners, the world of sports talk television, sports radio, y'all are going to be hearing from me. Something got to be done.
So that's Stephen A. Smith.
But here's the thing, Stephen A. Like, yo, preach, man. Louder for those in the back. You are not wrong. But then I see him going in on Kaepernick, like anti-Kaepernick.
Right.
You got to get your narrative, man. But on that one, he wasn't wrong.
Those are two different issues.
But also under the race umbrella, though.
Of course.
You know, it's all interconnected. But sorry, go on.
No. And so here's the thing. I don't know if there's an easy solution, but there clearly is a problem that has not been solved by the Rooney Rule. Mm-hmm. A lot of black players and coaches are fed up here, and some are predicting that a lot of black coaches will start to go to the college level because they think that's the only shot. That
Bieniemy has no business not being a coach, man.
Right. That's the only shit. So there is one job left, the Cleveland Browns job, and he did interview for that one, but it just doesn't seem like he's going to get that one.
Yeah, you know, you don't want that job. You don't want
and
that one.
And so, well, they have no GM. It's just a mess. It's a mess of an organization. Yeah. And so, I mean, that's even a scenario where if they offered Bieniemy, you could even see him being like, I don't know if I would take that because it's not the best situation.
Selfishly, can we groom him to be coach in waiting?
I don't think Andy Reid is going to leave the chair. I just...
What if we win Super Bowl this year? We get it. We bring home Lombardi. You still don't think he rides off in the sunset?
I just think he's going to be the type of guy that coaches until there's no job anymore.
Okay.
Especially because
football is his
life. He looks
a
little bit older, and I apologize to Coach Reed if you hear this. He looks a little bit older than he is.
Watch out.
He's only 60.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So he's got a lot of time.
Oh, he's fine.
Yeah. Especially because
if
you look at Belichick, he's around 66, 67.
Yeah.
And if Andy Reid gets one and Pat Mahomes is 24.
Oh, come on. Yeah, he got nowhere to go.
He's going
to
get this LeBron James syndrome and want to try to chase that. And I really believe, especially say he gets to his late 60s and say he has 3 or 4,
mm-hmm.
which is feasible with Mahomes, he may stay another 10 years to
try to get
the most ever.
He's got to boost that Hall of Fame, the Hall of Fame resume.
Well, he needs at least one. Well, if he gets one, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're getting away from the point. Something needs to be done. I'm not exactly sure what the answer is. The Rooney Rule does not work.
Mm-mm.
That's confirmed, right? So how does the NFL respond to this? It's become a notion that the players just feel, okay, we're good to play and make you money on Sundays, but we're not good enough to lead. Because
they talk about this
at the
stuff
GM
in the locker room?
Of course.
In the locker room stuff?
It's at the GM level. I mean, we don't personally hear it. They're not going to talk about it in front of the media when we're in there, but this is obviously a conversation that's ongoing.
Gotcha.
And as they say, and this is the worst part of it, the shield rolls along because everyone's going to watch the game Sunday. No one's boycotting the NFL, which is part of the problem. And again, you hope that in these owner meetings in the offseason they figured out. But here we go. Chiefs-Texans week. The Chiefs resume practice today in preparation for the Houston Texans, who come into Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday at 2:05 p.m. Weird time. The Texans beat the Chiefs 31-24 back in October. But these are two very different teams now. Here's head coach Andy Reid on Chiefs and Texans.
Every team, I think, changes throughout the season. They develop their personality, and we've all got the highs and the lows, and you kind of work through that, and then here you sit. So we're not the same as we were at the beginning. They're not the same as they were at the beginning. So here we go, right?
The Chiefs.
Andy sounds good today. Oh, Andy.
That's excited, Andy. The Chiefs have their captains for the playoffs, which the players vote upon. They are Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Tyrann Mathieu, Anthony Hitchens, and the two kickers, who are also captains. Every Chiefs player is expected to practice starting on Wednesday, so they're healthy at the right time. That's a good thing.
You're about to get busy, man. You're about to get busy this week.
If you want more in-depth Chiefs talk, join me tonight on 610 Sports Radio, 6 p.m. It's Arrowhead Pride Radio.
Are you ready?
Show.
Are you ready? You're going to be exhausted. Are you ready for Monday? How are we going to do this show on Monday? Have you thought
about
that yet? That's a future you decision? I get it.
Don't worry about that.
Let future Pete worry about that. I got you.
Sporting Kansas City has signed a former captain and Kansas City native, Christian Duke.
Sporting Kansas City!
Duke captain, the side to back-to-back Western Conference titles.
He's good. He's real
2016
good.
And 2017 before spending the last two seasons with Orange County SC. So he's back. Back to KC.
California! Yeah, oh, nailed that note.
Let's continue with the bad news and scores. TCU beat K-State in Manhattan 59-57. Mizzou lost their second game in a row to Tennessee 69-59.
Of course.
M-I-Z.
What'd you say the other day?
M-I-Z?
Z-O-poo,
baby.
That was a good one.
The Jayhawks are back in action tonight at 7 p.m. against the Iowa State Cyclones. You can catch the game on ESPN+. Plus, there's a watch party at Chicken and Pickle if you feel like getting a little sauce.
Oh, hold on. You did it again. You just went straight into the preview, from sports to the preview. There's no breath. You just took no beat.
This is the sports scores in preview. The Wednesday-Thursday preview hasn't begun yet. Look at the show sheet, man.
Sorry.
Grow up.
I mean, I'm on Facebook, man. Everybody's getting engaged.
Oh, here he goes again. You're stuck in the past.
Oh,
put the past away.
Yeah. Oh, that's our song later. That's it. Keep going.
No, we're done. That's the sports scores.
Oh, that's it.
I do have a preview for you. Want me to go right into it?
No, we're going to do this.
It does say break here.
No.
Wrote it the other day.
Did you put break?
No.
You didn't say. Oh, it's on you. You didn't put break. And it's on the record on Monday's podcast, which
you can find
on your KC podcast, KC Morning Show. You said that you're going to put a break. You didn't put a break, but you know what? I will take a break. My name's Hartzell. That's Pete.
After all this engagement talk, you're going to be taking a break.
Oh, this is your KC Morning Show.
Mm-hmm.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
Don't question my ways, Pete. You think I'm about to get in trouble? No, I'm over here just spitting truths. If we can't have frank conversations about our love life, our personal life, sure. Living.
Just me and you here.
Existing. No, it's you and me and the rest of our KC Morning Hoes.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We got it. Man, you have to get that on a shirt.
OG.
We have to get that on a shirt.
OG Ho, Cam.
Can we ever...
Thinking of you, man.
Can we say anything about shirts?
Not quite yet. We are in the process of figuring it out. Okay. I
this is a good tease right now. This is a good tease because you keep going.
I would like to eventually have some morning show shirts. We'll see if that comes to fruition.
Or yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Let's get to a couple hundred more listeners before
wink,
we start.
Wink, nudge, nudge.
Tell your friends.
Wink, wink, nudge,
all right,
nudge.
Tonight, Wednesday, right? It's Wednesday. Barkay is having a
hump day, baby.
Barkay is having a pet CPR seminar. 5:30.
God, it has been dark headlines today. It has been dark news.
So if you're,
I apologize.
Pup has too small of a bone, and that thing is croaked on the ground. There is a three-hour cross.
Pete, come on, man.
Participants will receive a certificate of completion issued by PetTech.net. The cost per participant is $40 for Barkay members and $50 for non-members. You should be surprised how many pets need CPR per year. Meet Bingo. I don't have the numbers on that.
Well, come on, man.
Meet Bingo is back at Kelly's tonight for the new year, 7 p.m. I mean, it's very simple. You can win meat.
You realize that we kept the streak going. We mentioned Kelly's. Mm. We kept the streak going. We had Allie Trost, a friend of ours, works at 810, Sports
right.
Radio 810 in Kansas City. She has decided, and I think with confidence and authority and also accuracy, that we have every show mentioned Kelly's and Westport.
Well, we used to do that
and
old
professional
show
wrestling.
Before she joined the enemy. We used to do that old show.
Sports and stuff.
On 610.
Call it in the air.
Call it in the air.
We had some great.
And she would complain. She would complain about the wrestling talk on that show.
She would just complain because she didn't get it, because she wanted to be a part of the joke.
Yeah.
Not wanting a joke, be a part of the lifestyle. Because wrestling is life and life is wrestling.
Kind of a diva move. If you dress as Elvis today, the king. If you dress as the king at Chewy's, enjoy a free entree. Oh. It's Elvis's birthday bash. I don't know how that relates to Chewy's.
Okay. Graceland.
Mm. First Wednesday of every month, there is a poetry slam tournament at the Brick at 9 p.m. We need to go to this sometime when the Chiefs aren't in the NFL playoffs.
I would love for you to give me some spoken words. Spoken words.
KC, morning show. Uh-oh. Don't blow unless you want to.
Uh-oh.
It is 2019.
No, it's not.
So if you want to do that, by all means.
Oh, dear.
Backing out of this.
Oh, boy.
Feeling all that. Bliss.
Oh, boy.
Just so you know.
Oh, it's not done. Okay, not done yet.
KC morning ho.
I thought we played you off minutes ago. Okay. Well, hey. Fire.
Free Scott. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Free Scott Moyer Band show at 8 p.m.
You're going to just wrap the rest of the preview?
At Knuckleheads. I think it usually costs something.
Interpretive words. I love the band Free Scott. At Knuckleheads,
I think
cost
free.
Take advantage.
Free 99.
Free, like my soul, like my liberties and freedom. I'm not dumb. Go and speak your truths. Your truth on Troost. Where's it at? Isn't that Troost?
I think usually at Knuckleheads, the
it's
band
not,
costs something.
That's not.
But
that's
Scott
not
Moyer Band is playing for free at 8 o'clock. So if you're looking for something to do for free.
He gets it.
I love this. At JBZ Dance Fitness at 7:15 p.m. I don't even know where that is, so look it up.
Not
the workout's workout. Here's the description.
Okay.
Who said fitness can't be fun? No more boring workouts. Come learn how to move your hips and booty.
Ooh.
While learning a new hip twerk routine.
You got
a
dunk. Pete.
To move some reggae and hip-hop hits.
Lift
those buns, straighten those thighs,
cake,
and work
cake,
those
cake,
leg
cake,
muscles.
Cake.
Like new tea. Year, new butt. I added that last one. On Thursday.
You're a social media manager? Because that was excellent. Thank well you. Done. Well done.
On Thursday. I got a nice tush. On Thursday, Big Rip Brewing is having an Avobite pop-up bar at 5 p.m. for you avocado lovers. Avocado delights and a surprise beer to pair with avocado deviled eggs and double chocolate avocado cookies. Yummy.
Double chocolate avocado cookies. The hardest of passes. Hard pass.
The Everly Event Space is having a wedding open evening Thursday at 5 p.m.
You put that on purpose, didn't you? You didn't have to put
engaged.
This in there.
Soon to be engaged, Hartzell. Don't miss this. Calling all couples looking for their dream wedding venue. Hartzell, you may need to get engaged after today anyway.
No, I think I'm
come and peek inside our incredible venue and located in the heart of Crossroads in Kansas City. Everly Event Space. All your wedding needs. Maybe you can try some cake, Hartzell. Thursday, January 9th between 5 o'clock. That's just 7:30.
When I was creeping, she didn't say what the venue was. Mm. Wedding crash that.
Yeah, just go to the knot. Thursday at 2 p.m., Kansas City's Boar and Sports Show
she
2020.
She was one of my interns.
You know, I wrote Boar. It's not a Boar and Sports Show. It is a Boat and Sports Show. I don't know why I wrote Boar. There's no animals involved. At H. Row Barbell Hall.
Not an outdoorsman, Pete.
Celebrating 65 years of boating and outdoor fun. If you have an event that we need to know about, you know where to hit us.
Mm-hmm.
kcmorningshow@gmail.com. We come to you live, or I guess taped, from the Unlabeled Music Services.
We come to you taped as live.
Look live. Show live. From Unlabeled Music Services in Westport, visit their website and for all your music needs,
you
your
have
party
one thing
needs.
Left to do, Pete. You have one job left to do.
Very exciting.
You have one job left to do on this hump day, baby, which means that it is a Wednesday on your Wednesdays. On the KC Morning Show, you get what is called Wednesday Wisdom.
That's right.
With Peter W. Swains. The W stands for Words of Wisdom. What's our bed music? What are we playing underneath this beat?
No More Chasing Waterfalls.
Oh, you went TLC?
By TLC.
Ooh. R.I.P. Left Eye. God, but not forgotten.
When it comes to musicians for Wednesday Wisdom,
which
I don't
one dated Vanover?
No scrubs.
Which one dated Vanover from the Chiefs? One of them.
Tamarack?
Yeah, one of them dated. Was it Left Eye? Might have been Left Eye.
I don't know the names of TLC.
Oh, what a poser. Mm. Hey, play the hits. Just play the hits.
Hey, Music Man.
All right.
Get this going.
Let's play some Waterfalls. Don't be chasing it. Ooh, that beat hit hard. Bow, 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 bow.
Okay, I got some January wisdom today.
Ooh.
Okay. I don't know if this is exactly wisdom, but here we go.
Oh, it's wisdom. If you're saying it, it's wisdom.
Lots of people go mad in January. Not as many in May, of course, nor June, but January is your third most common month for madness.
Mm.
Oh, that's inspirational.
It's not. That was just a fact. Really starting hot, Pete. Really getting these people wisdomed up.
I blink January lashes and gush down December cheeks. Interesting.
Sounds graphic.
I killed my ex-lovers and buried to my memory's grave. It is January, and I am tired of being brave. I think I'm on the wrong website. Give me one second here.
What did you Google?
Quotes to inspire your January.
Oh, yeah.
This is the problem with not preparing. An optimist stays up until midnight to see the new year.
Now we're cooking. Here we go.
A pessimist stays up to make sure the old year leaves. How about that?
That's
I feel like
bad.
I'm more of a pessimist.
That's
on that
not bad.
Front. New Year's Day.
Here we go.
Now is the accepted time to make your regular annual good resolutions. Next week can begin paving hell with them as usual.
That got intense.
This is a
real
very
quick.
intense day of Wednesday Wisdom. Matches the show, really. It's been an intense show.
It has been a very aggressive show. In fact, look up aggressive wisdom. Look that up real quick.
Hold on a minute. I got one from my guy.
Okay.
Benny Franklin. Be always at war with your vices and peace with your neighbors, and let each new year find you a better man. Learn from yesterday, live for today, hope for tomorrow. Beautiful.
Benny Frank, find yourself a better man, ladies.
Here's for my girl,
Men
Oprah Winfrey.
Also get a better man.
I think they have a new Weight Watchers 2W. She's been the spokesperson.
Uh-huh.
I think they're calling it 2W. WW.
Dub.
Cheers to a new year and another chance for us to get it right. Beautiful.
Don't be quoting Oprah. That's too recent. I want some words of wisdom. Give me some Plato.
Ralph Waldo Emerson. How about that?
That'll
put
work.
This in your pipe and smoke it, jackass. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.
Uh-huh.
How about that?
Now that right there is words of wisdom. That's how you do it.
Should we end with that one?
Give me one more. This right here, though. This right here. It's got to be the one.
Okay.
Hold on. And maybe this is your wisdom right here.
This is it right here. I got a good one. This from Edith Lovejoy Pierce.
Okay. That'll work.
We will open the book. Its pages are blank. We are going to put words on them ourselves. Mm-hmm. This book, it's called Opportunity. And its first chapter is New Year's Day.
That right there. That's your Wednesday wisdom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is the rap part. Yeah, when I think TLC, I think of all that. Cause you know they did the theme song.
Mm.
In fact, can I find that real quick? Hey, stall for me. I want to play some all that because I'm a child.
I got nothing else.
Because I'm a child.
I'm out of information. If you want to follow us on Twitter, KC Morning Show. We have Instagram, The KC Morning Show. We're also on Facebook, on iTunes. If you've made it to this point in the show, you've obviously enjoyed your time here. So if you could take a second
to
rate and review on iTunes, we would appreciate that as well. That's all the social. Again,
get this.
Unlabeled Music Services.
I found it.
Pete Sweeney, Hartzell Gray. These are all the words I have in my head. Joe was
all of that, and yes, we do it all the time. You stick your booty on the floor, in the chair, bouncing in the air. Just don't go no. Yeah. We all met. We all met. We all met. Pete, you know this. Come on, Nickelodeon's finest. This is what? This is what? Yeah, yeah.
If you made it to this point in the show as well, Hartzell's single. So
no,
if you're
I'm
an
not.
Eligible lady.
Why are you lying?
We'll talk to you on Friday.
I am doing just KC fine.
KCMorningShow@gmail.com.
I'm in a loving, excellent relationship.
He is looking for a new girlfriend because by this time his ass has been dumped.
I am just saying that life comes at you fast.
I'm here for you, buddy.
Life comes at you fast. We got to grow up. At some point, we got
to
grow up.
I need to have a boys' night.
Boys' night.
We're going out on Saturday, so I know you're going to be having plenty of free time.
Listen, I'm fine. I'm fine. But I'll be... Text me later. Just text me later, please. If you wouldn't mind, just go ahead and text me later. My name is Hartzell. That is Pete Sweeney. This is your KC Morning Show. I love you, Pete.
Smell ya.
See you in the morning.
The KC Morning Show.
Bye.